Open Windows, May the 27th. Christ's sinless perfection. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. Revelation 12, verse 11. There are so many of the Lord's people today over whom Satan is lording it along the lines of accusation, bringing them under a sense of condemnation and judgment, robbing them of their peace, of their assurance, rest, hope. And you will find these people are everlastingly talking about their own shortcomings, their sinfulnesses. They are forever circling round themselves, all that they are, that they would not be, all that they are not, that they would be. Their deliverance from Satan is that they should have a fresh apprehension of the absolute satisfaction of the Father in his Son on their behalf, and that they find their standing before the Father in acceptance. That is the way of deliverance, the way of the adversary's casting out. That is the way of overcoming him as the accuser. Yes, the ground of the blood is sufficient for this full-orbed, many-sided, all-round victory. They overcame him because of the blood of the Lamb. And the first and supreme factor in the virtue of that blood, in all these directions, is its untainted sinlessness, the nature of the Lord Jesus. There has never been another who was such. Oh, I am so glad that it was God that came in Christ. God that came in Christ. Can you charge God with sin? Can you lay sin to God's charge, to God's account? It was God in Christ, the absolute and altogether Holy One in whom there was no sin, who came in incarnation, and in virtue of that divine nature, in its perfection, Satan in his authority is defeated, on that ground. Oh, blessed be God! We receive by faith the virtue of that precious blood. That is, the perfection of the Lord Jesus can be put to our account. That is grace. The wonder of the gospel. If we were to begin to analyse ourselves and take stock of ourselves, that would be a terrible business, a wretched business. It would be an endless business. Think of it, beloved, with all that we know of ourselves, all that God knows about us. Oh, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins. Though all that be a fact, you and I can stand now in the presence of God as sinlessly perfect, not in ourselves, but in Christ, as having absolute sinless perfection put to our account by God.